Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Bless Instead of Curse, Already in Progress.
Only a few of you men in this room, and probably I hope no women, have ever been to war. Have really been to war. But let me tell you what, war is hell. It ain't no fun. And whenever a president in one country and a president in another country decide to go to war and they kill thousands and thousands and millions of their men. Do you know in World War I, there was about 12 million people died? You know how many 12 million people is? But do you know in World War II, a few years later, you know how many died in World War II? 52 million. 52 million men and women died in World War II. World War III is coming. I don't know when. I hope we can put it off for a while. But we know that the four angels in the river Euphrates is going to be released at a certain time and a certain day and a certain minute and a certain second. Those four angels are going to be released on the river Euphrates and they're going to start a war. And that war is going to kill one third of mankind. One third. Now then, at today's number of people on the earth, that's over 2 billion people. 2 billion, not 2 million, 2 billion people. Now then, somebody said, but that's never going to happen. Oh, yeah. If it's written in the book, we all know it's going to happen, don't we? We just don't know when. It's not if it's going to happen. It's going to happen. So let me tell you, if there was ever a time in history to walk in love, to do what the Lord says, to be a man or a woman of God that will spend time with your family, that'll spend time teaching your children and your wife the principles of the kingdom of God, praying over your wife and your children, showing them things. In fact, I had a couple here yesterday. We asked him to make us some copies of some books and things, print some stuff. And he gave us a good, really good deal. You know, and I didn't know till later. He was a Southern Baptist, and he goes to the Baptist church. And as he's printing these books, he said, I never read the material I print. I just print it. But he said, I'm printing this book called God's Power. And the Lord told me, now he's a Southern Baptist. The Lord told him, you need to read that book. He said, the Lord laid that on my heart so strong, you need to read that book. And he said, Lord, so anyway, he thought, okay, I'll take it out, take one of them out, the finished product, and I'll read a few sentences. He said, I read a few sentences, and I thought, man, this is interesting. So he said, I read a few more sentences. And he said, I thought, this is becoming more. He said, God is doing these kind of things, and I'm a Christian, I'm in church, and I didn't know this. So he said, I've got another one of those books and give it to one of my sons. And says, he got two sons, two grown sons. He said, read this book and see what you think. He said, they read the book. He said, they just couldn't believe it. He said, he come back and he said, Dad, if this book is true, we're in trouble. How many of y'all know God's word is true? Yes. It's very true. Well, it lit their fire. Now then, he stood here yesterday and told me, said, it all makes sense, Thurman, for the first time in my life. I've been a Christian, and his wife said, I've been a Christian since I was a tiny girl. But they said, the word of God, some of it, have never made any sense to us until we read this book, God's Power. Now we understand what's going on. Our eyes are not blinded. Now we know we can pray for things. We can ask God for things. And we're not trying to convince God to do things. He's already done it for us. So he said, man, he said, I'm teaching these principles. Now I'm reading the Bible to my family at home on a regular basis. He said, I just can't get enough of God's word. Amen. Isn't that amazing? I told him, I said, you know, where you're at right now, keep seeking the Lord. Keep serving him. keep doing what he says, because he told you to read that book. He has a plan. And I said, you know what that plan is? As you read this book and meditate on these principles, it won't be long. You'll start praying for people everywhere you go, just like I did. I said, you'll start seeing things happen. And then one day, you'll be looking for somebody to print you a book. Do y'all know that? You'll have your own book. Is that right, Tony? Yeah, you'll have your own book. I guarantee when you learn who you are and you learn that you're a son or a daughter of God and that all these principles of the kingdom belongs to you, it'll change your life, won't it, Mike? Amen. It'll change your life. And it'll change you to the point you have to really be careful of this, because even as long as I've walked with God, I have to be so careful. And I still mess up every once in a while. When somebody does something that really gets me or hurts somebody else that I really love or somebody that's close to me, it's real easy to be like that story you heard a while ago about the bar across the street. You know how easy it is? God, I curse that place in the name of Jesus. You know, that's what we want to do. Even in the flesh, even sometimes walking in the spirit, you're not listening and you want to curse something instead of bless it. You know when somebody treats you wrong? When somebody does something bad to you? It's easy to curse them, isn't it, Mary? It's so easy. But to stop and think, Lord, help me that I will not curse, but I will bless. I don't know how many times I've heard my wife say those statements. This is what we do for the people that are our enemies. We love them. What? Love them? You got to be kidding me. We do good to them. I'm going to do good to them, all right. Do y'all understand? We want to punch them out, right? We bless them. Lord, I don't want them to be blessed. I want them to be broke and poor. I mean, but that's the way we think. And then we pray for them. I think about the times that I have done these things when the Lord would tell me. Somebody does something to you. I know none of y'all besides me has ever been guilty of what I'm fixing to tell you. Somebody cuts you off in traffic. Or somebody bumps you in the back end, whatever, or just like whatever. The first words that comes out of your mouth, that idiot, what's wrong with him? I know none of y'all ever done that but me. Is that if you're not careful, is that the first thing that'll come out of your mouth? You'll say something bad about somebody. Is that right? I mean, even as a Christian, we mess up, do we not, Carrie? Why is it so much easier to curse somebody than it is to bless them? Do you know that we even do that to our mates sometimes? You know, we'll say something or do something instead of blessing. If the mate does something that we don't like, instead of blessing them, we'll curse them. I was talking to a man this last week, and he said, I'll get with you next week about this business deal I want to do with you. I said, okay. I said, what happened? I said, you told me several weeks ago you were going to come see me. He said, I've went through the most devastating divorce. He said, this is the wickedest thing that ever happened. I said, how long were you married to that girl? He said, 16 years. Now, all of a sudden, they're going through a bitter divorce. I told him, I said, you know, are you a Christian? He said, yes. I said, well, let me tell you one thing. You're not spending enough time with God. If you just went through a bitter divorce, I said, the scripture says you're supposed to forgive up to 490 times. Yeah, a day. Thank you. That's tough, isn't it? That's not saying a 490. Okay, Lord, I did it one time today, I'm counting off. I got 300 times now, Lord. Now I only got 190 left, and I'm gonna. That's it. No, that's not what it said. It said a day, right? Yep. That is what it says. A day. Forgive 490 times a day. You know how hard that is? I told this boy, actually, full grown man, of course. I told him, I said, if you had known the promises and you'd have did what God said way back there, whatever started this problem between you and your wife, would have went away in one day. You would have never had to go through that. Never would have had to gone through it. But I said, you know, besides that, I said, you know, I'll tell you what my wife does to me. I said, and when I do something she doesn't like, I said, my wife doesn't say a word to me. Not a word. I said, she goes directly to the Lord. And she says, Lord, soften my husband's heart. Make him more like Jesus. And Lord, if there's anything I need to change, show me what it is and I will change. And she said, my husband changes in 10 minutes. And he's become so easy to get along with. Now, what if we didn't know those things, Tony? What if we don't know to do that? And what if all we can do is just curse the other one, huh? That's what we get, isn't it? And so it never works. So, you know, with this group of people that's been in government and what's going on, I'm not even going to begin to share with you what I think is going to happen in the next few months. But I think it's going to be out of this world. Some of it's going to be good and some of it's going to be bad. But anyway, if there's ever a time you need to learn to bless the opponent, it's now. When you pray, please don't speak a curse upon them. They're already cursed enough. Speak blessings. You know, speak good things. Speak what the Word of God says. But let's listen to what Dave was telling us this today. Let's realize we are sons. We're daughters of God. When I look at people that say, like, for instance, during the campaigns, there was bad things said about everybody. But they said something like, well, Donald Trump can't even run his own family, so how could he possibly run the United States of America? I looked at that and I listened to that and I thought, you know, I don't know whose eyes they're looking at Donald Trump through. But I'm looking at a man that's got a beautiful family, and every one of them, whether it be male or female, that come up and said something about their dad, it was nothing but good. And they talked about how good Dad does things and how wonderful he is.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Bless Instead of Curse, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.